My name is Michelle. Good morning, and I am speaking to you from Barcelona. This is the benefit of having teams wherever you go. And today I'm speaking to John Morgan Besaidenhout from Momentum, and he will be talking to us about the recent Moody's and Fitch announcements. Morning, John, and thank you for talking to me. I see that they basically have kept their commentary very much the same, and the ratings remained unchanged, but there was some positive news on the Moody's side. Maybe just take us through those two announcements.
Morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for the introduction. And without wasting too much time, I think everybody should know by now that the economic outlook for this country is a lot better, just given the fact that we might potentially have some oil. But to speak about the ratings specifically, Moody's is the only credit rating agency that actually updated our outlook from stable to positive. And this happened a couple of weeks ago. This is a very good move, I think. But I think there's still a lot of risks associated with this. But I think what would be more important or more interesting is how this actually impacts investors and perhaps even the government. So just to take a step back, credit rating agencies usually assign letter grades to different levels of risks associated with a sovereign. And the fact that we've been upgraded means that our government couldn't most probably source funding from investors at lower interest rates because, as you know, basic finance risk equals reward. So that was the big main move. And I think just to chat a little bit about the reasons for and against, because obviously these rating agencies have models and they deliberate in the back in terms of upgrading or downgrading countries. And I think in terms of our positives, you must really tilt your hat to the Ministry of Finance, because it was mentioned that the raising of personal income threshold and lowering the corporate tax rate, or the potential of that over the next few years, will have a limited impact on revenue, firstly, but it should compensate a broader tax base owing to improved efficiency. I think compliance, if you speak about the financial intelligence bill coming in, and then nationally the rising of net foreign direct investment, which I think is pretty strongly correlated to the fact that we might have, you know, these green hydrogen projects taking off and also the offshore Namibian oil discovery. So both Moody's and Fitch did mention that they do not look, or they do not include the potential oil find into their models. But I think that poses a different kind of risk here because, as I mentioned earlier, the hydrocarbon and renewable energy developments, they attracted a lot of foreign direct investment, which was one of the reasons why the outlook was upgraded by Moody specifically. And I think what happens here is, if let's say we have a case study where the oil find is not commercially viable, I do think those foreign direct investment flows might reverse, and that could be, you know, a potential catalyst for future downgrades, which is not good, because that level of volatility and uncertainty couldn't be good for any type of investor.
Yeah, John, let me quickly ask you there, just for our listeners. So on both, so for Fitch, they kept the rating unchanged, and they also kept their outlook unchanged. And that rating is BB minus, which is still not investment grade. It's still junk status, right?
Yes, correct. So the reason for that is because growth is still expected to be, actually it's expected to slow, I think, to about 3.2% into this year. And that naturally means that the outlook and, you know, the main rating will be maintained at that jump. But if we had to look forward, if the oil does come online or does become commercially viable, what that means is our debt to GDP numbers could increase. I think our debt servicing cost, as I mentioned earlier, would come down because we could, attract investments at lower interest rates. So they definitely did mention that our debt to GDP our ratio is significantly high. I think we stand at about 66% right now, and our debt servicing cost is about 4.8% of GDP. If you couple that with the fact that we've actually increased the civil wage adjustment to 5%, it does indicate to them that we don't have strong fiscal consolidation in that sense. And I think those are the threats that they're looking at specifically. But, you know, it is important to note that if this oil is commercially viable, or if the green hydrogen project does take off as expected, then these numbers are going to look significantly better, and we could probably see a lot, you could see the upgrades happening a lot quicker.
Yeah. And then on Moody's again, their rating for Namibia, that is, just remind me of that rating for Moody's.
So So it was maintained at B1, very similar to the Fitch in terms of sub-investment grade, but they've just updated the outlook to stable, which is naturally welcomed.
Yes, exactly. Tell me, John, just a quick question on the grey listing. That didn't have did they mention anything about Namibia's status there?
No, I didn't see any of that. But I do think speaking to people in industry, it does seem like we are pretty much on track to meet all the requirements from that financial task force. So the future for Namibia looks very bright.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I fully agree with that. Last question, just on the debt servicing cost. So they did mention that the Namibian government is planning to redeem the euro bond. What sort of impact will that then have on the debt servicing cost of the country?
That's obviously very much welcomed. As you know, the government has been putting away money to one side through Bank of Namibia over the last few years just to make sure that we can service the debt. So very much welcome. That should show that we are good for our money and naturally reduce the risk for investors, and then makes us or allows us to be able to attract investments at cheaper yields.
Okay, last question. How many more notches? Is it 2 notches below investment grade or only 1 notch below?
No, I think we should be 2 notches at this point. I do speak under correction, but we still have a long way to go. Yeah. Because we've been tied to South Africa for so long. Yeah. But as I said before, I think this could reverse very quickly as soon as this oil becomes commercially viable, just because it's such a small country, such a small economy. And also just the magnitude of these two projects will just boost our debt to GDP figures, debt servicing costs, and most of the metrics that I would say they do look at.
Yeah. No, so on that positive note, thank you very much, John, for talking to me. And until the next time, thank you.
Thank you so much.